The Arizona Cardinals Daily Report is presented by the Arizona Lottery. What's your game? Find out at ArizonaLottery.com.
Yeah, after watching the tape, I was extremely pleased with the start of the first half offensively and second half. It's one thing we've talked about all week was getting off to a good start and scoring on the first possessions of the half and coming out of the locker room. Again, I thought defensively we made good adjustments at halftime and slowed down that screen game that was being used a lot in the first half. Probably saw more screens in that game than we have all season. And it's a credit to our defense. You know, I think they do a great job of stopping the run and getting to the quarterback, forcing the ball to come out quick. Injury-wise, really no news going through the protocol with Justin, and we'll see how it continues to go for his availability this week. Teddy obviously will have surgery and it will go on IR. Other than that, the veterans had the day off, and we'll see Wednesday.
Looking at Carson's game, those big numbers, how do you break it down when you look at it on the tape?
Yeah, it was kind of not surprising, but we didn't go into the game thinking we would throw it that much. It was one of those things that it's kind of like when I talk about running backs having a hot hand. He had a hot hand. And when we were in our base package, we had their run stoppers out there who weren't necessarily their best pass rushers. And other than Justin Babin, we were able to get open. They were loading up the box. So to continue to throw the ball successfully on first down took us out of some of the runs that we wanted to get into. But I knew going in it was going to be tough sledding running the football against them, especially our tight ends matched up on those big defensive ends they had. But, he had a great look all week in practice. Really liked the practice we had Thursday, basically between he and Michael Floyd. It didn't surprise me at all that it carried over to the game.
How much did that timeout you called right before that pick pretty much save that game the way it was at that point? Because if it does get the pick, things could change.
Could flip quick. Yeah, it was when I called the play, I second-guessed myself. I don't normally do that. It was a play with Andre Ellington in the backfield. And I just knew I was stuck. I was tired of being stuck down there. I was going to take a shot, try to flip field position, and it was a bad time. And I just called timeout. Referee did a good job. He couldn't find his whistle, but he did run in and stop the play, you know, because I had tackle all timeout a little bit quicker than what it looked like. They let the play continue. And, you know, it was one of those gut feelings that was going to be the wrong thing happen at that time. And fortunate for me, we got it stopped.
Just what you thought, or something you saw as
a little bit of both. You know, it wasn't the right guys for that play. It wasn't the right time, second and long, for that play. It was more of a first down call, and seeing a little bit looked like they were going to be in a too deep zone, and that's not what we wanted.
Do you have that happen to you much at all? You were talking about you were just frustrated being back there. Do you find yourself fighting yourself ever play calling in terms of, I want to be a little bit more aggressive and maybe I shouldn't be right now?
Yes and no, because when we had it on the one, we threw it, we went for a bomb and got a nice 20-yard chunk. And that would just seem like we were stuck down there the whole second half and weren't able to flip field position until we got the interception. But, at times it gets frustrating because you have to be careful and not lose your patience and lose the football game.
Are you a believer that a game like this can help the confidence and the momentum for the offense, or are you just kind of a game by game?
No, it definitely helps. You know, we had established a couple weeks of good running the football. This was our best first down passing that we've had. And we were 5 for 5 on third down. I was really ticked. When I looked at the final stats on third down, I thought we would be around 50%. Taking off the last kneel down, I think we were only 5 of 15. But it didn't feel that way at the game. And it's still an area. We had a huge mental error in the red zone that cost us a touchdown. We ended up kicking a field goal. And, those things have happened twice, 2 weeks in a row. Those are the negative things. Everything else was pretty positive coming out of the game to build on.